from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, former GM, now with MLB Network Radio. He is Jim Duquette. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. The topic of discussion amongst many this morning has been umpiring in baseball, specifically home plate umpire. Last night, Orioles-Mets game, the strike zone was at best questionable. Gravity is also because home plate umpire yelled at Corbin Burns, who had been in the clubhouse and came back out to the dugout, and they got into the little verbal altercation there. But what is it going to take to start holding these umpires accountable?
You know, it's interesting, Rob, is I've been saying this for a long time, right? The level of accountability that I think we expect, fans expect, is somebody gets fired. Somebody loses their job. Somebody gets demoted. Major League Baseball doesn't have that same opinion. I've talked to the commissioner about this at the All-Star game. And he's like, oh, I disagree. We have accountability. Got, you know, the bad umpires, they don't get the premium events. That cuts into their pocketbook. All of these, they all cuts into their wallet. They don't get paid, you know, like the good umpires. That's not the level of accountability that we're talking about here. You know, every player loses his job, eventually gets designated, gets released when they're not doing performing well. Managers get fired, GMs get fired, the umpires, they basically have tenure, you know, and I don't know how to fix it, guys. I've been talking about it. This is like now going on 20 years.
Is there not a good vision plan or anything? I'm sure the dental's fine, but what about vision?
We don't get any answers from them. It's unbelievable. Well, and you know, they still go back. Listen, the majority of them, you know, are pretty darn good, but there are, you know, I think we could probably name them, and that's also a bad sign. Right? You know, the five worst umpires, right? You know, Laz Diaz always comes up. Well, Angel Hernandez isn't there now. They've had to kind of force him out. But until they start doing that kind of stuff, you know, we're going to have these issues all the time. That's why people are calling for the automated strike zone.
And real quick, their pay range is anywhere between $150,000 and $450,000. It could be up as $500,000 if they get postseason.
With a lot of time off.
Yeah.
They get a lot of time off in season, which is nuts, too. Yeah.
What about the performances Albert Suarez is putting on? You know, he gets a spot, say, hey, can you pitch in 30 minutes? And, you know, shows up with dynamite, continues it a couple more times. What do you think of him going into the postseason now?
I'll tell you what, Ed, I was just thinking of him the other day after watching another unbelievable effort, the way he's been pitching. And for me, you know, he's that guy that I think could do one of two things. If Grayson doesn't come back, which hopefully he will, but you know, he could slide in. It's not perfect, but he can slide into one of the rotation spots, or he can come in, you know, when and if the starter is in trouble in the postseason, be that tremendous, you know, bridge to get to the back end of the bullpen. So he is probably one of the most valuable guys they have on that staff because of his overall versatility. I'd love to see him more in the bullpen because they're going to need that in the postseason. But I don't mind him in any of those spots. And quite honestly, he might be the difference in them winning the division or not, the way he's been pitching.
That's unreal. It's like, I don't want him starting a postseason game for me, and I've said that numerous times. But it's like, because I'm not buying into what I'm seeing, but at some point right. you have to, right? Because there's been some ebbs and flows right. with him, and I just think he's so valuable in the bullpen
right.
with what you need. But Jim, I wanted to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. Like, the things that he's doing are absolutely insane. And we went over this yesterday talking about it. He could be a 40-40 guy. If you give him the MVP as a DH, you might as well just give it to him every damn year. Because, like, once he starts pitching again, he's doing something that nobody else in this league can do. Right. What are you seeing with him? Because he's just so special.
No, he is. You know, I think, you know, I guess we weren't watching as much. Or I guess with him pitching when he was in Anaheim, you know, sometimes they would not start him. Or, you know, the workload between pitching and hitting would take away from his hitting a little bit. So I'm not overly surprised that his offense has taken a tick up. But this has been, I think, far better than we even thought. You know, I think that's the thing that stands out is he's hitting righties and lefties. He's running, stealing bags. I mean, the guy's 6'5". When you watch him, like, man, this guy could maybe play, you know, in the as a tight end or in the NBA as a swing guard. Like, he's that big, and you know, kind of like what we talk about sometimes with Gunner. But I think he has a little bit better speed than Gunner. So I you know, he just continues to impress, and I think he's going to be the MVP unless he has a really steep fall off in September, which we haven't had. You know, we just don't have a lot of runway when it comes to DHs that end up winning MVPs. But he's been that dominant as an offensive player.
Jim Duquette joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Jim, a question. It's something I've always found exciting. Glad it's back is base stealing and base running. They installed the larger bases, the two disengagements for the pitchers per appearance. And last year, they stole 3,503 bases, the most since 1987. And they wear those oven mitts, which give you another 6 inches or whatever they're doing with those. Given that, is it an unfair criticism that the Orioles can't hold anybody and keep getting run on? Or is it just, is that a real problem? Or is it the fact that people are just stealing more bases?
No, well, no. I think it is an issue, a problem that the Orioles have to figure out, and it's hard to do it in season, but it can be done. I've seen other teams when I'll take the Mets as an example. You know, I know Ed, you watch a lot of them. I do too. That early on in the season, I think they had a string of like 30 straight stolen bases against them. And they were, and you're giving up 90 feet all the time, especially in the postseason. It makes a huge difference, and you have to be able to shut that down. So I think they need to do some better, whether it's slide stepping occasionally or, just altering their delivery to home, throwing over a little bit more, even though, like you said, there's the two engagements, you still can throw over that third time. There might be a balk that's called, whatever. But I do think it is an issue that needs to be monitored here because the postseason is the time where those matter even more. So, I'm with you on it, but it is something that is fixable for sure.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, thanks a lot for your time today.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll talk to you. See you. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.